Good afternoon, this is Sterling Smith with your AsNedge Afternoon Market Update. And we saw some pressure in the grain room today. December corn at 468, down 6 and 3 quarters. March at 486, down 7 and a quarter, while May at 496 and 3 quarters, down 6 and 3 quarters. January soybeans at 1344, down 16 and a quarter. March, 1360, down 15 cents, while May at 1372 and a quarter, down 14 and a quarter. January soybean oil 51.24 up 40, and January meal at 437.50 was down 11.70, and we saw spring crush at 134.50 down 125. Wheat also suffered a bit of a setback today. March wheat at 577 and a quarter down 3 3/4. March 628 and a half down 7 1/2, and March up in Minneapolis 731 and 3/4 down 8 3/4. January rice at 1738 is up 13. December cotton at 7892 up 24. And March at 8151 up 63. February live cattle at 176.55 up 123. January feeders at 228.40 were up 90. And February lean hogs 7550 down 13. December milk 1664 down 47. January orange juice 41580, that's up 780. Crude oil at 75.79 was up $2.89 a barrel, as we saw some short covering and a little bit of better demand ideas, or at least calmer demand ideas. December diesel at 276.52, that's up 150, and unleaded at 218.21 was up 8.10. December natural gas at 297 was down 9. December gold 1983.40, that's down 390, while silver 2380 was down 13. Dollar index 103.83, that was down 50 on the day. And looking at stocks, very little change today. Dow Jones Industrial Average 34,947. That was up less than 2 points, so fractional gains. S&P 500 45.12, up about 3 points. And the NASDAQ Composite 14,125, up only 11 points. Interest rates were mixed to higher. The 2-year at 490, up 6 basis points. The 10-year steady at 443. And the 30-year at 459, down 2. It does appear that a lot of people took off early for the holiday, as trade was rather slow and lethargic. This is Sterling Smith from Omaha, Nebraska, wishing everybody a great weekend.